Dear friends, for various reasons I say that I'm very pleased that we are all gathered here in this room. My name is Jaap Dijkstra. I'm Director External Relations of HIVOS, and then on behalf of the same HIVOS, Humanist Institute for Development Cooperation, and our co-organizer of today, Global Voices, I would like to welcome you to our seminar with, I may say so, the very explicit name, Expression Under Repression. But let me first introduce HIVOS and the HIVOS program, Making Civil Voices Heard to You. HIVOS' core business is financial and political support to local organizations who belong to civil society or work in the domain of sustainable production. At the same time, we invest in networking and knowledge sharing on issues which really belong to our agenda. And as you may have understood, human rights and ICT for development are amongst them. And we do so for more than 35 years, and we are today reaching out to more than 800 NGOs, disbursing altogether 70 million euros. And the Dutch taxpayer is our main donor. ICT as a new and important development tool is on HIVOS' agenda since 6 years. The program, Making Civil Voices Heard, stimulates a free flow of information and supports possibilities for networking and knowledge sharing. Simultaneously, civil voices support the creation of public and democratic spaces for political debate. And that's exactly what we do here today in this room at this summit. But let me make it very clear to you. This seminar is not about human rights here in Tunisia. Instead, the seminar will hear and discuss a variety of experiences of a group of brave people, of journalists and internet activists in countries which may have in common, we sometimes label them as repressive. And for sure, we as organizers, we are very pleased a seminar with this contents could be organized at this summit. And in the same way, we are very pleased that yesterday at the premises of the Tunisian League for Defense of Human Rights, a press conference could take place where Tunisian human rights organizations could share their sometimes thrilling experiences with an interested international audience. Ladies and gentlemen, over 50 years ago, the members of the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. One prominent article, number 19, states that everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. And it's our experience, this fundamental and basic right can be strengthened by the opportunities the ICT revolution brought us. It offers possibilities for people and organizations all around the world to express themselves, and also for those living under the kind of conditions I mentioned before. But at the same time, the rights are challenged, in this virtual era. And that's where we touch upon the core of this seminar this afternoon. My organization, HIVOS, wants to support people and organizations taking control of the information and processes that determine their lives, their society, and their future. And this also translates to the issues that this summit deals with, or at least should deal with. From the very beginning, we have been involved in the WISIS process to emphasize the importance of taking the interests of developing countries into account, as well as the need of making human rights the core issue at this summit, and not, I repeat, not technology. HIVOS believes that modern technologies can stimulate the development in the South as it did in the North. And if we want to create a really inclusive information society, you have to start with the atoms, the citizens of this world and their rights. We really can't accept any citizen to be excluded. Ladies and gentlemen, Global Voices, like HIVOS, believes in free speech and seeks to enable everyone who wants to speak to have the means to speak, and everyone who wants to hear that speech the means to listen to it. They state in the manifesto that, and I quote, thanks to new tools, speech need no longer be controlled by those who own the means of publishing and distribution, or by governments that would restrict thought and communication. Now, anyone can wield the power of the press. Like I said in the beginning, the tension between the possibilities for expression and the possibilities for repression are at the core of our seminar. It will offer a platform to the practitioners, or better, the really experts of expressing under repressive conditions and societies. And this afternoon, we will hear their experiences, how they deal with restrictions, what role can new media play in challenging them, and what dangers do they encounter. And we will discuss the limits and absolutes of freedom of expression. Tomorrow, as you know, we will offer on the same issue a concrete training on secure communication and publishing. So the ones going back to repressive conditions may be a bit better equipped to express themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure the stories and experiences we will hear today, and amongst them are very thrilling ones, I can tell you, will once again underline the importance of fundamental principles and rights. And I hope they will inspire us to protect the rights that are the essential starting block for an inclusive information society, and to defend and support the people that daily experiences the difficulties of expression under repression. And I would say, let's listen to them. But before doing so, I'm pleased to give the floor to Mrs. Rebecca McKinnon, co-founder of Global Voices of the Bergman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard, for her personal introduction to today's subject.